Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
We're back in the studio right here at Lagos Talks 91.3 FM, and we are live. It's a Monday. It is the eighth day in the fourth month of the year of our Lord 2024. It is the second Monday of the month of April in this year 2024. And we bid you welcome to Oluwa Kayode and the Guru. Two voices you hear distinctly every Monday morning between 9:30 and 11. This is the first voice, Oluwa Kayode. The second voice is a voice you know already, veteran journalist and father, grandfather, great-grandfather, the man with many perspectives to one story, and that makes it more enriching. The man is one joining us right now, Mr. Godwin Etakibwebu, fondly called the Guru.
Oluwa Kayode.
Yes, sir.
How was your night?
We're awake, we're alive, we thank God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is there with you in the studio today?
Wale is with me in the studio.
Okay, is he the only one?
Yeah, he's the only one here.
Okay, Wale, how are you?
Very fine, sir. Very fine, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. How was your night?
I was very good, sir. Bless God.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for doing what you're supposed to be doing, it very, very effectively. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Good morning, all. Lagos Talks 91.3 FM. You are welcome to Kayode and the Guru, the session that we all wait for. Very expectantly. Permit me to repeat this. I think this will be my third time by today. This will be my third time of saying it for the past 6 years or about. This segment, the Guru, depending who my presenter is, it started with Sadiq and the Guru.
Yes.
Then Adu Ayeni took over, it became Adu and the Guru. And when Adu moved on in search of greener pasture, Oluwa Kayode Iposu came in. He became either Olu Kayode or Oluwa Kayode or Kayode and the Guru. What I want to explain here is that the Guru came as a brand, so to say, and started off at Lagos Talks 91.3 FM on the 1st of October 2018. 1st of October 2018. The Guru did not come in for paper review or for headlights. Like as I said, it came as a brand. It is more or less what you can compare to the Heart Talk of BBC, which brought ideas like Hard Copy of Channel out. Before that, CNN had something like Larry King, one of the most celebrated journalists of our time before he passed on to glory. So the Guru came as a brand with hard copies or hard talk, meaning it is not just something on the ordinary. And thank God that this idea has held and holding till now, because it remained what it is without missing any concept by the grace of God and by the glory of God. So, meaning, if you move God out of the equation, there wouldn't be guru that is worthy listening to. A former director general of the Nigeria Law School, when Nigeria Law School was concentrated in Lagos only, now it's gone to Abuja. I think we have a bit decentralized anyway. The director general there, is it Ibida or something, once made the statement that any day he knows, or he knew, let me use past tense now, that Gani Fayemi had anything to do at the Supreme Court, that he abandons whatever he said do is, which include, if we were able to travel out, that he will abandon everything to be at the Supreme Court to listen to Gani Fayemi. And the reason was only one. And the reason, according to the director general then, is that any day you listen to Gani Fayemi in the Supreme Court, you learn something new about the law. So, the patronage, the enhancement of listenership around the whole globe, millions are following us. I want to appreciate everyone, because the enthusiasm of trying to get it better on a daily basis is an inspiration of a knowledge that people all over. For example, there are many countries now that are almost 12 hours ahead now as we talk. Some people still wait. They still leave whatever they are doing to come. Some are behind us about 12 hours into their evening, into their middle of the night. They woke up to listen to us. So I must appreciate them. I must appreciate them. So it is for that reason that the guru is always trying. He's not succumbing to age pressure. Because of it, no. And God has heard my prayers, because I keep on begging, Baba, take over, because I am nothing but a microphone in your hand. The knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding belongs to you. So, and God has been very, very helpful. But most importantly, my head. Because I have always come on every day of these past years, 6 years or thereabout, on. No deal. If I were to be on admission in the hospital or something, then obviously that day will be cancelled. But God has heard my prayers, and God has been very, very merciful to me. It is all about the mercy of God that I have obtained in large quantity. So please, every one of you, help me to thank God.
Thank God.
And it is for that reason that we try to bring something new into the. So it is not just the ordinary run of me that we are reviewing paper, we are reviewing headlines. No. For example, my captain, my oga, my director general on this journey, that is Oluwa Kayode, will now give us the menu. Then you will now see that how many topics do we have in the menu? And I will explain to you why the topics are so short. And as short as these topics are, I want to assure you, we may not even be able to treat two. But for sure, after Kayode would have given us the menu, the context of the menu, then I will explain which we'll be able to treat, and how, by the time we come to the end of the game today, by 11:00 hours, none of us, we missed what we should have been taking away from the menu content. We will not miss anything. So I have, for that reason, what they call ipso facto, giving myself an assignment, I've added pressure an assignment so that I will now enhance means of presentation that none of you will miss anything. If you miss it, it means you are missing it because of your laziness. By laziness, I'm not trying to be abusive, meaning you don't have the time to go to my website because, okay, let me put hold on the because. Coyote.
Yes, sir.
Please, give us the menu.
Four items on the menu, and we start with number one from the Vanguard newspaper. Why Nigeria's oil belongs to the North. The Punch reports federal government plans new national ID card with payment and social features. Back to the Vanguard for the third menu. Electricity tariff. See complete list of 481 Band A areas with over 20 hours electricity supply in Nigeria. And the Premium Times is where we get our fourth menu from, item on the menu from, EFCC to arraign Emefiele on fresh fraud charges. Over to you, the guru.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. I'm really grateful. The first item, as read out by Maoga, we listen to him now. Maoga, meaning my boss. Okay. No, he's not a boss, he's more of a leader. He has quality of leader, not boss. Yes. Because why a leader goes by example of doing it the way I'm doing it, say the way I'm saying it. A boss will just give directives. And maybe ask you, was that what I told you to do? Shouting. Coyote hasn't got that character of a boss. He has the character of a leader. Hence, he has been leading me very, very successfully. And he has not misled me. I thought somebody would give him a clap offering.
Wally, thank you for your generosity, the guru.
Thank you. Now, somebody has come to see Bugazi. I come to say that the oil, the crude, we have in Nigeria belong to the North. I am not going to join issues with because, yes, I come, like every other Nigerian, from a particular village. There is a community. I probably even originated from a hamlet to the village, to the community, to the clan, to the local government, to the state, before becoming a Nigerian. It is not Nigeria first, no. Nigeria is the end. So if I should join issues with Dr. Usman Bugaji, I will be doing that, and I will be seen as doing that from the reflection that, oh, I'm defending my geographical place of birth. I think I am more nationalistic in presentation than to be pained that if I had to do that, not that there is anything wrong, because in the beginning I'd establish one fact. Before one can be seen as a Nigerian, it belongs to one community, tribe, place of birth. And then you call it a geographical sector of whatever, or geopolitical sector. But I will not do that. I will not do that. So I may have to present, because in the interview he granted to the Vanguard newspaper, he spoke a lot. He spoke about the past political parties, past regimes, and most of what he said were very, very factual. So for that reason, I will not just say, But when he was explaining the oil that it belongs to the North, was caught in the web by the gentleman that interviewed him. And he now made a comment which became very, very suspect. When the issue of gold of Zamfara was thrown at him, because he was using the Mineral Act to quantify that, because they did not have larger geopolitical ground, or geographical ground, yes, larger than the South-South put together, they now concluded that because of the larger square of ground that the North has, the oil belongs to the North.
I see.
And it reminded me that during the 2014 National Cup inaugurated by President Goodluck Jonathan, who was the president of the Federal Government then, a statement like this was made in the COFAB by the former Inspector General of Police, former Minister of Agriculture, Muhammadu Gambo, or you call him, when he was Inspector General of Police, he was known only as Muhammadu Gambo. But when he became minister, was he minister? Yeah, Minister of Agriculture. The word Jemita was added to it. I have no issue with that, because at the end of the day, Muhammadu Gambo, or Jemita Muhammadu Gambo, took me as his son, and he respected me as his son. All true. For that reason, I will never refer to him from evil mind. No, I don't do anything like that to any human being in my life. I remembered when a Nigerian wanted to had the idea that he would contest to become president of Nigeria along one of the political parties. He now gathered a few people and told them those that will be his arrowhead in that journey, that discovery. And he mentioned that I will be one of his arrowheads to the group he put together. Then, if you now say that, okay, if that is the case, we will take Godi to the North to introduce him to the North. I was just laughing. Of course, they are all my senior. They are all of them there. Then the honors now fell on about 8 retired generals spread all over Nigeria, and nominated General, Major General John Uru Ubada. John Isuru Ubada. To do that. So he now gave me a date. We meet in Abuja. And he now gave me a list of people he will introduce me to. So that when I will be going to present, I will meet you. And these were the political leaders, decision makers, and Kwanko, mostly of the northern part of the country. So, a night before we start the journey, he gave me the list of the people he would introduce me to. Number one on the list was Muhammadu Gambo. But I did not tell him a word in this world. Why would you introduce me to Muhammadu Gambo? I did not tell him. So, in the morning, we took off from the hotel in Abuja in a convoy of about 4 or 5 cars. But I sat with him. So, of course, he had booked an appointment with Muhammadu Gambo, and he told Muhammadu Gambo that there's somebody he bring it to introduce to him, because that person will be representing Susu person in what is coming within the next few months. So, and he will please, he will be happy if he will take me. And that is why he's personally bringing, he's not the only one, but they are bringing this person to introduce to him. And henceforth, it should be with the person. So we got to Muhammad Gambo house.
Yeah.
This is very, very interesting story. We came down from the car, so drove it to the compound, everything cleared. So Muhammad Gambo now came to front of the door to receive his very, very close friend, Major General Olu Obada, with others, about two other generals were there. And Orubada was ahead, then I followed him. Others followed us behind. From the little distance where we came down from the car, then Muhammad Gambo saw me behind Obada. So as we got to the door where Muhammad Gambo was waiting to receive his friend and probably others and the person to be introduced to him. So Obada put forward his hand for a handshake. Then Muhammad Gambo just waved his hand up. He said, "Hey, my son, Godi, 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 come. And Muhammad Gambo crossed over Obada and came to hug me. And this is the way Obada was astonished. So before he now turned to Ginobada and asked Ginobada, "Who is the person you say you are coming to introduce to me?" Then he said, "Who is to introduce you here in this house? Is it you that introduced Godi to me, or it is Godi that will introduce you to me in this house?" And we went in. Anyway, that was our introduction round the whole knot ended. We did not go to other people to say that in Kaduna, because the journey was to take us for about 2 weeks to that revolved Kaduna, Kano, up to Maiduguri and all those. So inside now, Obada now looked at me. Obada said, "This is my junior brother, you are wicked." So you know this man as much as this. When I was mentioning, why didn't you tell me that? And then I told him that it's not necessary. The introduction has been properly made now. If I told you, introduction wouldn't have properly made. Then Gambo told Obada, said, "If God is the one you want to take round, don't try it. Because everywhere you will take him to, the people you are taking him to, he knows them more than you, and they know him more than you." So that is from Gambo. Now, let me go back to the oil that belongs to the north. I said such statement was made by Muhammad Gambo during the 2014 National Confab. Muhammad Gambo said that the oil in the Niger Delta is given by God, and under the ground it is flowing through a lot, the whole geographical place in Nigeria, under the ground. And he said, larger quantity of it remain within the larger area of ground, which is the reason I am willing to defend the north that is the owner of the oil with my blood. This was the statement. It's still there in the record for made by Muhammad Gambo. So, Dr. Usman Bugdaji, we should know, he made the statement, but that is not the fact. So I am going to represent him with what he said about the oil, with narrations, and I will be syndicating it in my website, www.godwintheguru.com. That is why I say only those who might be lazy, not an indictment, that will be able to assess the facts. But you have the freedom to log into my website and download free of charge. Nobody is charging you anything. It's only the data of your phone that you will pay for. Let me stop that one there. Ditto other area, mostly electricity tariff, See complete list of 481 band areas with over 20 hours electricity supply in Nigeria. We shall come to this. Now, number two item, as read by my Oga, that is by my leader, Oluwakayode, is federal government plans new national ID card with payment social features. I think here, my response to it at X, that's about 4 or 5 days ago, when this news came out, I did ask a question that, are we sure everything is good with the upstairs of all those that within the group of leadership in Nigeria? And I recommended that I think the time has come that every person who is aspiring to political leadership, or every person who we know is climbing the ladder in bureaucracy, because all those to be appointed as ministers, or even those to be voted in as president, vice president, governor, vice governor, permanent secretary. With time has come that I am suggesting something. We need to take all of them for head examination. We need it now. Because with this particular news of national ID card, because of the advertising, it has a very good feature. Somebody is proposing this, and very soon, Nigerians, due to every listener from all parts of the world, the plan is now at high stage that within the next supplementary budget that is coming, money will be voted for this exercise, and it's coming in trillions. All because some people have agreed that the amount we are making out of these people is not enough. Let us steal more. Because outside the kingdom of stealing, I see no reason why somebody should think it and pronounce it that of all things that Nigeria need to survive now, at this time, deadly time, West End time, a new national identity card is the one we need. It could have taken a mad idea for any person to arrive at that decision. But all this I am saying now, that is why I will equally drop it in my website. Read it and make your comment. But your comment may not help us, because our leaders have made up their mind. Whenever there is big money they can make, they will sell us to make the money. They are ready to go about it. It doesn't matter that you shout or you don't shout. But what I know now is that if we can shout a little more, if we can occupy Nigeria a little more, following the example of Pastor Tunde Bakare, when he brought people together, and among those people he brought together, the people who are now President Bola Ahmed Tinubu was one of those that Tunde Bakare brought together. President Muhammadu Buhari was one of those Tunde Bakare brought together. El-Rufai was one of those that Tunde Bakare brought together, Occupy Nigeria. And all the cross of the leaders today, as we have them, the political leaders, they occupy Nigeria. When on the 2nd of January 2012? Oh, yeah, I think so. When Goodluck Jonathan, president then, removed subsidy totally, and the new price of PMS became 190 something. after removal of subsidy, it was people like Pastor Tunde Bakare that brought his gang of Occupy Nigeria. They went to Ganifa Emi Square at Ojota, Freedom Square, and turned it to a place of music and jamboree. That food were being brought to service every person. And they brought in every person in this world to come and address them. Until Goodluck Jonathan now was intimidated and withdrew the subsidy. Because that would have been the end of payment of subsidy. Goodluck Jonathan knew then where he could have made highest money without blinking an eye by continuation of patronizing subsidy. But by that, Goodluck Jonathan stood. Subsidy had already been a scam. And he knew it is the big people in Nigeria, the big men, that take the money. And immediately, when Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala heard of it, because he was on holiday and flew in from Washington and went straight away to the president, because that day he tried to call the president. The president could not pick the, she couldn't get access to the president. But when he arrived there, then, sir, this is not what we agreed. And we went around the whole country. The man told him he had to collapse under the pressure. And after the subsidy was now removed, removal was withdrawn, cancelled, the first person to meet Goodluck, let us share the facts. If the truth must be told, let it be told. What will happen? I'm at a very, very good age, but I'm not dying. Nobody can take my life. As long as God says, my son, be there, do the work I give to you. The first political leader to meet with Goodluck Jonathan, let's share the money, because we are no more subsidy continues. Let's share what was the governor of Lagos State then.
Baba Tunde Fashola.
Senior advocate of Nigeria. He was the first. If you want to that, go and read the Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala book. It is difficult to fight corruption. Go and read the book. Then we now move this subsidy until it became trillions, where there was no actually subsidy. Then the octopus called NNPC under another octopus, Mene Koloyari, who had been the person that Nigeria used when President Ibrahim Babangida was president of Nigeria. When he was yet a student, I'm talking of Koloyari, Mene Koloyari, and moved to go and register Duke Oil for Nigeria offshore, where the whole money of Nigeria is still being manipulated as I talk now. How many times have I said it? As any president that will remove Mele Koloyari, the group managing director, what they call him now, of NNPC, say, I remove him, I sack him. He's not yet born. Not in this country. When those who were there, who appointed him, when he was still a student, he was still in the Department of Geology. Maiduguri University, Federal University. When he was picked and given a passport, which is official passport, that made him to travel to go and inaugurate, to go and register, incorporate Duke Oil for Nigeria offshore. and the address of Duke Oye was put as Radio House Abuja. Radio House. What they gathered there is for both those leaders then who selected it. There must be something good they saw in him, but they picked him. Ever before he finished, he even served his industrial thing at NMPC. When he finished, he joined the NMPC. But they knew that they had put somebody there who would soon become group managing director. I have said it often and often. Unless his time completes, either by age of 60 or by 35 years, but that somebody will remove it, that president is not yet born in Nigeria. Yes. Now, I have said something about the subsidy. Until now, the subsidies will be removed. Are we still not in the game of abracadabra? Then this federal government now wants to do another identity card. Huh. The principality and power rulers of darkness, of higher places that did in Nigeria, see the Nigeria case beyond what I don't think the greatest militant angel is the Mike. Permit me, the Bible didn't call him militant. It is my own calling you. May not be able to solve Nigeria problem. With this idea coming, some trillions will now be devoted again, allocated for the project. For what? Ah, my God. Is the national identity card not equivalent of social security number of American citizens? The first thing we heard in Nigeria was that our national identity card number had expired.
He's come out to say it was a slip of tongue.
Yes, expired. Then I looked and I remember why that mantra was on. I brought the former editor of this day newspaper. My friend, what
former Arise TV boss?
Former Arise managing director. Of,
yes, can't remember her name. Yes, but
okay, no problem. I brought her to the studio, and she shouted that has the American social security number expired? Why is it that Nigeria own that is expiring? Then we spend all the money. Then we brought one Patemi, a minister, whom I will remember more as a man who pronounced Tafuat, I mean, what they call it in Muslim, against a co student, and the student was stoned to death in the university. I remember him more of that than Minister of Digital Economy and this. No, I remember him more of that. Then that one came and perfected the name or name, national identity number. And being produced by name. Now, during that time, we had more of capturing a biography put in border states. We had more that became registered as Nigeria from Niger Republic, from Chad, from Mali, from Cameroon, from everywhere. Until the Controller General of the Nigerian Immigration Service then, Issa Jerry, now arrested, the Immigration Service arrested about 1,100 some foreigners with our identity card. Till today, that matter had not finished. And the man now established some private agencies all around the world that will now take your castle for the national identity card. Do you know, Nigerians, you should listen to this. up to, as I talk to you, those agencies that the man brought in, what is his name again?
Issa Pantami or who?
No. He was the minister now.
Yeah.
Arebe Shola came and do everything.
Okay.
As I talk to you, please listen to this and listen well. Till today, those private people capturing your biotic for purposes of need overseas, none of them, after capturing, you are not linked to the portal where you can access for your passport for immigration.
Mm.
As I talk to you, I will send a message to is it Biojo, the Minister of Interior now,
mm-hmm.
who has worked hard.
Olatunjojo, yeah.
Who has worked hard. I sent him a message about five weeks ago, that I'm just from overseas, so two things are happening now. Yes, we've done much about the passport issue, but up to now, the whole of United Kingdom has not been decentralized. Every person still book appointment. That is why, for your passport, either for renewal or you want to do, the least you could get on appointment is about 4 or 5 months. Because every person is still coming to the Nigeria House in London. I say that is number one. How come that the name is not leaked to the portal for where you can now use it to access your passport? As I talk to you now, if you book appointment, I can give the link of booking the appointment to overseas. Then when you book the appointment, they will work it for you. You will get your NIN number. But after getting the NIN number, go across to your to the passport office for immigration that you want to either issue, which is renewal, or you want a new one. It is not there. Until you now send that, you have to lobby for somebody in Nigeria here. Then you now send it me. I'm telling you what is still happening as I'm talking here. You now send the link in, and when you get the link in, then somebody will help you to put it there before it can go in. But of all these are the, despite the media spend, it is another national. Who did this to us? I don't think the devil has the capacity of doing this much to us. But who is that person higher than the devil? Well, this person is not God, dude. But who did this to us? So, Nigerians, we should rise up. We should not sleep on our rights. We should arise to occupy Nigeria. Not violent protest. No. That the federal government must not go with this agenda because some people want to eat, to take billions away again. With the present national identity number, a card, we have, national identity number we have, is good enough. It's doing everything for us. We don't need this one. I resign.
The guru. I mean, when I heard that news myself, some questions I asked. One, how many Nigerians now have a card? Most of us only have a number. We're meant to go back for our card to be printed. So a lot of us don't have a card. Then secondly, with this new feature, does it mean we'll have to do a recapture or everybody with an NIN already will only apply for the card because it says if you want the card, you apply for it? Those are some of the questions I'm asking because are we going to do a total recapture, spend money again, or is it just a case of if you want the card now, these are the features that will be on this new card?
Even whatever feature they are bringing onto the card, there is nothing that I need to assess now as a citizen to identify myself as a citizen that I will not get, that it is this or new feature of stealing that will bring it for me. Nigerians should take this back from the government. Because if we do it haphazardly, we will lose out. These people, this set of armed robbers, the other day they wanted cars, new cars for themselves. When Nigeria did not go and occupy the National Assembly, did they get the cars? So this is nothing but a new process. Look, I have spent too much time. Let me go to one important thing. And yes, the electricity tariff, total of 481 band A areas, you need to know them. I don't have the time now to list them out one after the other. By this time tomorrow, as God lives and my life is here, I will now list all of them and drop it on my website, because I'm not going to take the time of a Money Digest tomorrow to go to this again. So please make appointment with my website as of tomorrow. You will assess them. Okay. Now, Emefiele, you know, Obazi, Jim Obazi, has finished his work. And the president has praised him. And of course, as of October 2023 now, or 2022. Yes, I think so. I had been able to assess some of the revelations about the nation. Now that God, Jim Obazi has finished his job, EFCC want to bring some charges against Emmanuel again, in addition to the ones that are pending. But can I ask, with those who appointed the EFCC leadership, allow EFCC to prosecute properly? If they were allowed there to prosecute properly, but like as I said before, if all the charges against Emefiele as ab initio put together by the DSSS, collaborated with other investigative bodies all over the world, if Emefiele will be properly charged with those things, there is no way that Emefiele will escape going to prison. But the greatest shocker that will be is this. There will be too many big Nigerians, including political leaders, including business moguls, too many of them that will first of all enter if the place they will put Emefiele is Kirikiri prison. Please, all journalists, carry your paper, go to the to the entrance of Kirikiri prison, Mazimomo, wait there with your paper. Be listing those that they will be bringing in, because there will be more than 1,000 top Nigerians that will go into Kirikiri prison before the Emefiele will even come in. Because, for example, now they want to charge Emefiele now, the foreign exchange allocation. I cannot, the charges as prepared already, I cannot see the name of the beneficiaries of the foreign exchange. And immediately President Bola Ahmed Tinubu was sworn in, a Nigerian that is bold enough wrote petition and quoted as Emefiele granted foreign exchange, that is Forex, this dollar, $3.something million on one day request for a top Nigerian businessman. And now, and the Nigerian was bold enough to say that, President, this is only one day allocation to a man. And that from so time to so time, the man has been getting dollar at official rate for all his businesses. And that man also, when president, his president, he will remain president forever and ever. He was never in peace, and everybody can. I'm talking of Muhammadu Buhari. When he closed Nigeria borders, there are all four companies that he opened the borders for to be taking their goods across the border outside Nigeria. Of the four companies, they are all from one geographical part of the country. I think Peterside, The owner of Stanbic. Equally mentioned is that you don't do that to your citizens. Three from one geographical part of the country doing their business, where you close the border against every other businessman, businesswoman in Nigeria. Now, listen, I cannot see the person that is the greatest beneficiary. When Emefiele, Godwin Emefiele, decided to become president, while he was serving as governor of Central Bank, was it his idea? Who are those who discussed the idea with him and told him, "Don't worry, we'll get clearer for you"? And they went to meet President Muhammadu Buhari and told President Muhammadu Buhari, "One of the were like, this one is very, very good." What is the benefit? Are they not in the system? That is why when President Bola Tinubu, of recent as about 2 weeks, reconstituted Economic Development Council, whatever they call it, and bring the private sector and Kwanko, many people knew, the tea don't finish, because it's nothing but of misery. Some of those that their names are brought now were those that finished the foreign exchange regime for Nigeria all throughout the 8 years of Muhammadu Buhari. At this point, because I have a very, very robust knowledge robust, let me stop and see if we can receive call for few minutes. Then I return back to my knowledge robust, because the knowledge robust will show to Nigerians. Please go ahead.
All right, sir. And let's do WhatsApp right now. And we'll be very sharp with our calls. 1 minute call each. Short WhatsApp messages will be read. And we'll do that over the next 5 minutes. Olushoga Ajayi from Odola Ikorodu says, "And the unfortunate thing is that Nigeria is at a level of microeconomic society, not like developed world. Multiple VATs or taxations strangulate such economy like Nigeria. It's like the masses offend this Asuaju government. May God help us." Good morning, Oluwakade and the Guru. The Guru, when some time ago I said on this platform that the devil is learning from Nigerian politicians, you thought I was exaggerating. You have now come to terms with the reality that indeed devil is a learner in doing evil when it comes where our politicians are. The ID card issue is just money for the boys. They don't care for the poor Nigerians. All right, and let's see if we can... This is a very long one, Dayo Fagwa. Hello, Mr. K and the Guru. I keep wondering and asking if we really know what we want the government as a citizen. If not, we were told that federal government is importing refined fuel, which has led to the removal of subsidy, and that we should endure as things will get better when Dangote and Port Harcourt refinery will be operational. Only to hear now that Dangote is importing crude oil. My question now is that what has happened to our national crude oil that it can no longer be made available for refining in Nigeria? I beg, who did this to us? God bless Nigeria. Temi Tokpe Onotoye. To the phone lines right now, 1 minute call each. Your time starts now. Hello, caller. Good morning.
Good morning, though.
Morning to you, sir. Name, where are you calling from?
Good morning,
1 minute call.
Yes. Mr. K, I'm asking this question, man.
Yeah.
As they banned the electricity, does it mean that our mega watts will never, ever, ever improve again in Nigeria? Because now we are operating on, 3,000 or 5,000 megawatts. Does it mean that tomorrow, the megawatts gets up to 10,000 megawatts or 20,000 megawatts? So are they going to discard the bandage? Let me call it bandage.
Okay. Well, the minister answered that. He said it's a gradual migration to the band A for everybody. They are starting with this to put pressure on the discos so that the discos can respond and improve on supply. Because if you don't supply now, what they want to do is you don't get paid as a disco. Let's see how well that works. 0809-234-5913. 0809-234-5913. Hello, caller. Good morning.
Malga Oluwa Karede.
Chief, how are you doing? Morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Morning, please.
Peter Ponce from Sumulo. Now, they have taken everything from us. They have taken away the dollars, the foreign exchange. They have taken away the fuel. They have taken away the security. And the final thing that would have been for even a baby in the womb, which is light and electricity, they are taking it away. Ogami, you were saying that can we take back our country or take back our life, whichever. I don't know which method we are going to use today to recover, to take back our country. Because when we were telling the military to go back to barracks and hand over to the winner of June 12 election, Nigerians, almost everyone spoke with one voice. Some of us slept on Ikorodu Road. And we came out, and finally we recovered the country. The politicians came up and take over that from us and bastardize it and destroy it the way they destroy now. Nigerians, can we speak with one voice now and say we don't want this policy on electricity?
Peter, thank you for your call, Peter. We have to make it short for everybody. Hello, caller. Good morning. Okay, we missed that call there. Let's go to WhatsApp and take some messages. Good morning, Olu Akari and Guru, Mr. Anonymous from Birmingham, Alabama. Let's not fool ourselves. The core reason why beloved country doesn't have a proper document that identifies a true Nigerian from non-Nigerian is simply a section of this country have been truncating all previous efforts for the fear that their true numbers will be revealed. Will reveal the Western world social security number are issued at birth. I got here in the U.S. as adult and yet got my first U.S. passport issued to me by merely visiting my local post office. All right, and that is Anonymous from Birmingham, Alabama. Hello, caller. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. All right, we missed that call there. The Guru, we come back to you now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Howdy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very, very much.
Welcome.
You know, that subject of the tariff and quote-unquote, I didn't talk it. I say I will upload it because it is now we are knowing that from the time that the electricity was unbundled and give it to private individual, they gave it to their friends, they gave it to themselves. It is now we are knowing that Nigeria will be paying subsidy from that time to today. So, but let me go straight away to may those who will visit my website be blessed because of the richness of it. Knowledge droppers. I want to believe that something happened in 2019 exactly in Ibi village or Ibi town in Taraba State. When Hamisu Bala alias
Wadume,
a very, very notorious kidnapper, a very, very notorious supplier of arms and ammunition into the criminal community of most northern Nigeria, a very, very notorious serial killer, everything about evil, we should not forget. In that particular year, the man was eventually arrested. The processes of arresting him is another story that shall be told today. The strength he garnered in all the notorious works he did is another story that shall be revealed today. Then he was taken to court on 13 count charge, and Justice Binta Yako, sitting at the Federal High Court in Abuja, sentenced him to 7 years imprisonment. Either those 7 years were enough for all the number of offenses or not, shouldn't be the question of this interrogation. But suffice to say that he was sentenced to 7 years in prison. That man has come out of prison.
He served his time.
Last, last week Friday. Let me tell you how many months, meaning 7 years imprisonment, but he spent only 20 months in prison. And now when he came out now, you need to see he was released from Kuje Correctional Center in Abuja. The number of vehicles that came to the prison, sorry, the Correctional Center, when he was released last week, Friday, I don't think such, even the convoy of President Bola Tinubu, when he arrived Lagos, yes, was it day before yesterday, was not as large as the number of vehicles that came for the reception of Wadume. Now, and when he arrived Taraba, the whole place was almost knocked down on holiday, receiving this common criminal. I cannot stop calling, because as even as he parades, telling the people that while I was away, you did very much well, you pray for me, your prayer sustained me. He's still an ex-convict. Then we need to ask so many questions. This boy from what's the name of this place in Anambra?
Evans.
What is his name?
Evans. Yes.
From Ozogulu. I think, is he not in detention today?
21 years.
So now, let us go back to the factors that made Wadume to become such a very, very big man. I'm talking of Wadume now. How come he was so successful in his venture? We need to know. Now, when he visited the chief of his village, Ibi, Chefdom, Alhaji Saluhi, Dambawuro, Wadume top counting. And look what the small emir of that village said. I and the entire, I'm quoting what the oga, the owner of the village, or emir, whatever, said last week. I and the entire people of Ibi, Chiefdom, are happy that Hamisu Wadume is now back in Ibi, his hometown, the chief said. Wadume arrest happened in 2019. And what happened? Let us go back. What made Wadume tick in his notorious activities was that he has a very good collaboration. Let me put it this way. With the military authority, so to say. It is not only in Okwama, in Delta State, that the military will set up all military board of inquiry and have the authority to go and bring the civilian to come there to fail, which is not legal, which is why Falana warned that everything will fail at the end of the day, because no court of law will hold that. Now, Wadume had a friend or a co-conspirator in the army. He was a captain then. He was the working partner with Wadume in all he was doing. That is a captain. Just a moment, please. Captain. Why would this go for B Martin? It cannot happen. No. This is not one time that my brain should fail me. Okay. He was an army captain. Unknown to people. He was the one I don't think the army would have appointed him or the military authority would have appointed him. But obviously, there were evidences that he was reported to some people superior to him in the military that sustained him in that job. Now, when Wadume was now arrested by the intelligence response of the Inspector General of Police, the Deputy Commissioner of Police, Abba Yari, who is still on suspension till now, created that team. And that team was very, very, very good in arresting people, getting people all throughout the country.
Mm.
Now, they now went. They came to Jaligo. They lodged with the police authority in Jaligo that they are here for social investigation. They did the right thing before they moved to Ibi, before they got the man arrested. Somehow, the man that was arrested was able to get across to his counterpart, the co-conspirator in the military. Hey. Papa, please. Okay. And that captain was the commander of 93 Battalion in Ibi. So immediately he heard it, that's good. Captain Tijani Balarabi. I repeat the name, Tijani Balarabi. Immediately he heard that his man had been arrested, though. So he now moved some military men. And now went straight away. When the military had their checkpoint, while these police officers were going, they reported to them that they are going for social police as Kosi. And when they now arrested Idume, put handcuff in Wadume, put handcuff in his hands and legs, as they were coming back, this captain now led his men to the checkpoint of the military checkpoint and gave order. As they saw the vehicle of the intelligence response of the IGP that went there, they opened fire on the vehicle. And they opened the fire so tactically that, first of all, they demobilized the vehicle. They are soldiers who, and now when the vehicle came to a standstill, because they don't want to scatter the whole vehicle because their colleague, their professional colleague, that is, Wadume was in the vehicle. And they did what they should do. Then they now came and silenced all those about 5 officers of the IGP intelligence force.
Yeah.
Killed IRT. All of them. Such a dangerous killing. Scatter all of them. And now they took Wadume off and went to the village, got what they call it, something Smith, to come and cut off the handcuff and the cuff in the leg and set the man free. This was supervised by the army captain, Balarabi, Tijani Balarabi. So, this was the matter. And the man now escaped. But being man that was, he knows about Operation Sharp Life, where Sharp Life. He could not go too far. He was caught in Kano by also the IGP men 2 weeks later. Investigation was now opened up. And Captain Balarabi Tijani admitted that he used spoon or something to open the cuff, both in the hand and the leg, and set him free to run away.
Okay.
And every investigation was carried out on this one. And when they were now to charge Wadume to court with an inspector of police who was also helping the Wadume in Ibi police station. The army refused to release Tijani to be charged to court. And when the chief of army staff was asked the question there, he said they have their own way. They will charge him to their own court martial, that it is not to go with this. And within that period, investigation as conducted showed that this captain was, in fact, to benefit from a cause, and he was sent out. Either he's not a major or no major, I don't know where he is today. But he was never sent to court. No judgment hanging on him. That is the Nigerian army. I repeat, that is the Nigerian army. And this man now had been released from prison after 20 months of the 7 years that he's supposed to serve. So with this type of thing, who will not know in Nigeria that there is no way all these hard crimes can come to an end, since big men in government are the one assisting them.
All right.
The army authority, was fully indicted in this brigade army captain Balarabe Tijani matter. And the one Wadume, he has killed all the number of people who killed. He has something, everything. He's back home as a hero. This is the knowledge drop box of today. What lesson do we learn from this? I salute you.
All right, sir. A good place to end the show. And in addition to that, but for a question on that, is it not that the 7 years in prison terms is not normal 7 years Gregorian calendar?
Okay. Neither would it be normal for 20 months.
Because, I mean, one of the reports I read says his imprisonment was backdated to 2019 when he was arrested. And the 2 years he spent in jail was added to the 7 years.
That was sponsoring him.
You said what?
What about the army officer that was sponsoring him?
That is a question that we don't even know anything about. We don't have any response to. Then again, like you said, we shouldn't touch it for now in the beginning. But a major concern for me was for somebody that has been fingered to have committed such an atrocity. Is 7 years the appropriate jail term for such a person?
Kaede, let me just sign off. Thank you for that. During investigation, it was established that telephone contact within a month between Wadume and Captain Tijani Balarabi was 197 times they called themselves. 197. So every crime, the place he was going, he would alert the man.
He had his backup.
And the man, we were told, the investigation showed that he had backing of top
officers
of his own unit. That is the military.
Mm.
Let me come down to the real language.
That all right, sir.
So based on this, you can follow me on X at Godwin_Webu. My website, I've mentioned it before, but for the last time today, let me mention it again. www.godwintheguru.com. You can go to my YouTube channel, Godwin the Guru. And of course, you can follow me on Facebook, either Godwin Takibubu outrightly, or follow Vetra Column. It's a page I created for Facebook discussion. Then that phone still remains valid. But no call, please, short messages. 0906-887-0014. Please, until we meet again, keep yourself out of trouble. Bye-bye.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.